Weekday afternoon replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. Today I have in the studio with me Chua Hung Meng, Vice President of NUS Business School Alumni Association, and Kevin Siao, Senior Director, Elderly Group Touch Community Services. They're both here to tell us about the NUS BizAd charity run, how the funds raised will benefit those less privileged within both the student community and the elderly in society. Gentlemen, welcome to the show, especially today. This is a special day because today Money FM 89.3 turned two. Wow. So it's our birthday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You are here on our birthday. Right. So tell us, give us an overview, perhaps, Hung Meng, you can start. The NUS BizAd charity run. Tell us about it. Tell us about its objectives.
Well, thank you very much for inviting us. Maybe I can start off with the alumni, mm-hmm. what it exists for. The purpose of it is to connect alumni and the business school mm-hmm. to connect themselves with their alumni, but also to the university, to the school, and to the community.
Right.
And to open up possibility of personal and professional growth. The whole idea is to do well and do good.
Mm-hmm.
So the business school charity run is one of the many activities that we have. In this particular charity run, we are trying to bring in the alumni back to the school
right.
to do a fun run. We also get involved the NUS staff and students. We also get involved the school itself, the mm-hmm. business school itself, and the students. The whole organizing committee consists of students under me.
Okay.
So you have a lot of involvement with the entire university and students
mm-hmm.
to do something which we find that not only to help the students
mm-hmm.
in the business school, raise fund for the bursary. We also want to be inclusive by raising fund for external party.
Right.
This year, we choose Touch.
Okay.
Elderly care. And the whole purpose is that while we know that there are financially disadvantaged students in the business school,
mm-hmm.
we also want the students to recognize that they are also mentally, physically, and financially challenged people in the community
sure.
that could help. And so we in the whole process, in organizing the run, I got the students to participate in this thing called Meals on Wheel mm-hmm. for Touch. We distribute meals to the elderly.
Right.
They also get involved in cleaning up the one room rented flat mm-hmm. in Toa Payoh.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea is to let them understand that these elderly, poor, frail and weak elderly who need care, who need help, who need support, so that they understand that in the whole society, while we are in a university, there are also poorer people out there who are really living from hand to mouth every day.
It's interesting you say that because all of us are familiar with being impecunious students.
Yes, yes.
Right? No matter what kind of family you come from, when you're in university, you do have a taste of what it feels like to not have a lot of money
right.
while you're at school because right. you have to live on a set budget
right.
and you know you have to worry about your housing and your transport and whatever, and if you're overseas even more so.
Right, sure.
So you do have a taste for that, but a friend of mine who went through university on funding and charitable assistance did point out to me a long time ago that whatever the case is for a student who comes from a less well-off family, you were at the start of your life. And you have your whole life to build, to make a better life for yourself.
Sure.
But when you're talking about the elderly, they don't have that option. So I think it's really lovely that you've chosen Touch because you're talking about underprivileged
right.
elderly.
Sure.
So let's bring Kevin into the conversation. You are the Senior Director for the Elderly Group Touch Community Services. What does Touch do for our elderly?
Well, actually in Touch, our vision is to build strong families, caring generations and enabled communities.
Mm-hmm.
In the work of the elderly, we actually have moved from being solely a community service provider, meeting the needs of the disadvantaged, into a community enabler.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have done, and these funds that First, I'd like to thank Hang Meng and the team for choosing us to be one of their beneficiaries. This money will go a long way to fund our programs, which really needs subsidy because it's very costly to run. And also, we provide home care services for the frail elderly.
Right.
And these services are like medical services, nursing services, home therapy, home help services. So these services really can benefit from the subsidy that Hang Meng has raised for us. So this is how we would use the money that he has raised for us.
Okay. Now, before we go back to Hang Meng and what was the inspiration for the NUS Biz Ad Charity Run, let me ask you, Kevin, how big of a problem is it in Singapore? How far-reaching is it? How many elderly do we have that are frail and underprivileged?
Yeah. I think if you just look at the numbers, it looks like a big problem. But mm-hmm. we in Touch would like to look at it not as how big a problem mm-hmm. is, but how much opportunity there is for us to be able to create resources, create solutions to even meet these needs. And I think behind it is not so much of just the increasing needs of the elderly population, but the lack of resources or insufficient resources going forward to keep up with these needs. So in Touch, we actually try to bite the bullet at both ends.
Mm-hmm.
We try to reduce demand for care needs,
mm-hmm.
and we try to increase resources for meeting these needs. So in the area of increasing resources, we look beyond just our community services. We look into the community, whereby residents, neighbours, shopkeepers, schools, how can we play our part as Touch to help these people become resources to together with us care for the community so that the elderly in community can choose to stay at home for as long as they want, as long as they want to and able to. This is how we approach the problem of the ageing population.
Okay, we're speaking to Chua Hung Meng, Vice President of NUS Business School Alumni Association, and Kevin Siao, Senior Director, Elderly Group Touch Community Services. We go back to Hung Meng. Now, it's interesting and I think it's fabulous that the NUS Business School is doing this because these are our business leaders of the future.
Yes.
There is no better time than right at the beginning in their right. education to inculcate yep. an attitude of giving back sure. and caring for the less fortunate.
We call it paying forward.
Yep. Absolutely. I wholeheartedly am supportive of this. Now tell us why you felt it was important and what the inspiration for the NUS Biz Ad Charity Run is. Tell us how involved everyone is, your staff, that your students. How big of a run is it? How big of an event?
Okay, just on the volunteers within the schools and students,
mm-hmm.
we had about 250
mm-hmm.
People involved. The number of participation per year is roughly about 1,400.
Right.
And that comes within the university, the schools, the alumni, the public, their spouses, their families. So it's actually a very big, one of the biggest events in NUS itself.
Okay.
It's an iconic event. And then you get involvement also through our, like for example, we do the Meals on Wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We participate in the NUS Day of Service. Part of it to get more people, to encourage more people to do volunteerism.
Right.
To help out, to do things. One of the reasons why we choose Meals on Wheel is that it's scalable.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you get something that you can carry on yourself. That means after that, you can just go and call up Kelvin's side and say, I'd like to volunteer my time on a Friday afternoon mm-hmm. or Saturday morning. So it's something that is doable for everybody.
Right.
At the same time, something that as you say, it be a community of resources.
Right.
So that we help each other
mm-hmm.
up in that. For the students, we want to have that spirit in them. Most students, some of them are well off, could not even believe that their classmates don't have money for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody in the poor student will come to you and say, I'm poor, I have no money for lunch today.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will tell you that. Similarly, if you look at yourself as a frog in the well, you'll never understand that there are poor and old and frail people around Singapore.
Right.
You think that everybody is so well off.
That is true. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, because let's be honest here, the aged, the less privileged aged, the frail in our community, these are not sexy.
Yeah.
And so we don't think of them. They're not sure. top of reference. But at the same time, we should never leave anybody behind as a community because we are only as strong as our weakest link. So the question that I have now for Kevin is, what has the impact of the NUS Biz charity run been on Touch and your beneficiaries?
Oh, I think besides just the amount of money they have raised for us, which we talked about earlier on, I think it has built this connection with them and with us. And so we are able to continue to be this platform to facilitate volunteering opportunities for the students. And in Touch, we just not only consider volunteerism as maybe as free labor or something, but actually we feel that it's very important that we play this role of introducing the so-called more privileged to the less privileged, to give them a sense and a taste of what the needs are in the community. And so I think this link that NUS has built with Touch will go a long way. In fact, some of the students after that run are still volunteering with us and delivering meals, like Harming said, maybe once or twice a month, taking their precious Saturday off to come and help us to deliver meals to the frail elderly.
That's absolutely fantastic. So what are the current avenues available for students at NUS Business School to volunteer, to make donations for something like this?
Okay, it's a continuous affair. Not just also for the alumni. Aside from the so-called business school charity run, we also do mentoring students. We also did one event with YMCA called the VSMP. So there are various avenues where we could do volunteerism. But one of the things which we found very effective is that the alumni themselves are setting as role model. We ourselves are coming forward. I mean, we are, some of them are retired, some of them are working, and yet we do, this whole organization is a volunteer organization. We come back to volunteer our time, our effort, put in money, doing bursary, do interviews of candidates who apply bursary. Students can see how much effort we put in, an example of how we can pay forward. And some of us don't even have bursary at our times, but yet we are still back to serve the school and with the community.
Right.
So the students have seen as an aspiration, and they themselves also realize that there are so much they also they can do, not because they are young or because their resources are limited. In fact, if everybody chip in a bit of their time and effort, we could do a lot more things. And that's how we want to community us. This spirit of volunteerism within the school, as you say, they are the leaders of tomorrow.
Yes.
We want them to, that when they go to work, they don't just talk about money, but also about pride of the less privileged, help them out, carry everybody across the line together so that we are a more harmonious society.
All right. Before I let you go, both of you gentlemen, some of the alumni from the NUS Business School are now out there.
Right.
They could very well be listening to this conversation right now. What advice do you have if they are in positions of authority where they can make decisions for their company to do projects like this, to give back to society? Do you have words to share with them?
Well, when I was working at a bank, I also led my bank into do CSR. And we also brought the elderly from the Touch to outing. We took the duck boat.
Right.
Yeah, and went out there, and there's so much thing to learn from the whole thing. Firstly, you must know how to speak dialects. Your clients are dialect speaking. Secondly, you must know where's the nearest toilet because they can't. And then we laugh about
that. It's not taxi, but it's a practical true.
And firstly, you must know the toilet, and it took a while to reach the toilet, so you have to have get a lot of lead time. So things this you learn. So when they take care of their elderly, say grandpa or grandma, even their parents, they need to understand that. Look, you need more patience. You just to know that this may have needs that which you don't see as a youth. But for those who are alumni out there, come forward to us, volunteer with us, do things with us. We've got a lot of activities in the alumni. We can cater for everybody's needs, but there are activities from talks to sports. We have charity golf. We have mentoring. We have this charity run. Come forward and support us. Make the school a very interesting place beyond the academic result, beyond the ranking, but where we can come to it with a soul. That is that we can be recognized as one of the few people or the people that can lead and harmonize with the society.
All right. Great words there. Thank you so much to both of you. Chua Hung Meng, Vice President of NUS Business School Alumni Association, and Kevin Siao, Senior Director, Elderly Group Touch Community Services. Thank you for coming in and talking to us on The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3.
Thank you very much.
Thank
and,
you.
And Happy New Year to everybody.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm89.3.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.